Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. 75th annual meeting of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau held over this last weekend. Delegate body worked on their policy positions, and a couple of times the word priority was included in the resolutions that were approved. Tom Buchanan, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, says that in both cases, feral hog eradication and maintaining the structure of the county extension service, very important to OFB.
As long as that invasive species is doing the damage that it is to landowners and private property owners across the state, then that issue needs to be addressed front and center as far as our members are concerned. And certainly the county extension, that education issue, we believe is paramount, not only for our people, but for the rest of Oklahoma. And so having that county extension agent and that educator on that local level, knowing those needs and how to communicate those is very important to us.
On the feral hogs, I know we're continuing to see rules and regs being developed and a plan developed. Wildlife Department is now involved in it as well. So are you pleased with where the progress has been to this point?
You can never be opposed to progress. Certainly, we believe that we're heading in the right direction. We're not there yet, as far as our member body says. The Wildlife Department, it's a good thing that state agency is trying to help with this, but I hope that we're not confusing the issue here, and that wildlife being involved now, I hope, is not leading us to where that this invasive species loses that invasive species, so to speak, status and becomes a protected animal or whatever we would want to call it, a regulated animal, because this animal is certainly a feral animal. It is invasive. It needs to be treated that way just as we would a noxious weed or an insect that is invasive to crop and those types of things. So we're proud of the progress. We know there needs to be more.
On Saturday afternoon, Tom Buchanan offered his State of the Organization address, and he spent his time talking about the right to farm constitutional amendment battle that was lost 7-7-7 going down to defeat this past Tuesday. And he says that the organization and he personally have learned a great deal about what needs to be done to better educate consumers about what's happening down on the farm and ranch.
One thing that's been absolutely confirmed for me now is that the Oklahoma's family farmers and ranchers are doing an excellent job down on the farm, back at the ranch, raising food for the rest of Oklahoma. Doing an exceptional job, a safe job, an abundant job. It's affordable food supply. But at the same time, we have done such a good job of that, and the population has changed from rural to urban, that people really don't know anymore what truly is happening on the farm and ranch. They don't know why it's being done that way. But most importantly, I don't think that the rest of consumers understand that it's very good for them what's being done.
Tom Buchanan out of Altus. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming this Friday, November 18th on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 22,000 head to be offered starting at 8 a.m., including 6,000 yearlings, 14,000 weaned calves. Then 2 p.m. on Friday afternoon, a Superior Select female sale will feature replacement heifers, bred cows, and cow-calf pairs. For more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.